Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
Hello. My name is Mike. Oh, wait, it ain't. My name is Jimmy, and you better start to drive that tank downtown, cause I'm about to say that there's too much going on in space to be worrying about this shit that we got down here. I gotta say, oh, sunny day, you better take those pants off when you're in the rain. Cause if you get wet outside, you might find that your jeans get too tight. They get too tight. They get too tight. And nobody likes tight jeans, bro, unless you are without a penis. Talking about you, ladies. Oh, sorry, the ladies with the penises. You could have a penis if you're a lady these days. Who knows? You can have a penis and be a crocodile. You can have a penis and be a banana. All you gotta do is say you're a banana. You can also be a banana with no penis, but a pair of boobies. The logic of 2019, ladies and gentlemen. What a fine time it is to be alive. Oh, sorry, I was a bit off the mic there, but you don't want me in your face. Anyway, yeah. Thoughts, bro. It's a crazy thing. You can think something out. You can believe it enough to convince the rest of the world that it is truth. But whether it is or not, is, to be very honest, quite obvious. I mean, if you think about it, the thing that we're mentioning is just a word, so a word can be very much twisted. Like, I can say that, you know, that an apple is an orange for long enough that people will now be like, okay, we'll just call apples oranges then, just to make it easier for you. You know, like, it's just a word. It doesn't mean what the thing is. I mention this a lot, but, like, if I was to say the word moon, that word moon is not the actual moon. The moon is what I'm pointing at. I'm stealing that from Bruce Lee, actually, who said that in a movie once. Look at the moon, and the kid looks at the finger, and then he slaps him in the face and says, "Naba, look at that moon. Don't confuse the finger for the moon." Ah, now I see. You see what I mean? So the word is just a signpost pointing towards the thing itself. Like, this is not a book, if you're watching this on YouTube, by the way. If you're listening to this on one of the many, many platforms, podcasting platforms, either like Anchor or Spotify or Apple, whatever you're hearing it on, you can also find this on YouTube, where you can see my lovely face covered by a microphone. You just have to look for Ourselves, capital O, capital S, with Dylan Hiles. Yeah. Or if you can do the vice versa. But again, this is not a book. This is what it is. The word book is referring to this. Like, if I was to say, again, if you're watching, you probably have to watch. But if I was to say pencil, you automatically draw towards this, the pencil that I'm holding in my hand. But it is not a pencil. It's just a thing. Like, if I was to say now, look at the manure. I don't see manure. What you're talking about? No, just manure. I'm sure there's a more elaborate way to explain that. Elaborate? Did I use that right in the right context? There's another way to go, but I think you kind of get what I mean. Words are not the thing itself. And if they are not the thing itself, it means they can easily be manipulated and mutated until they no longer make sense. Because it's just agreed upon symbols, basically. This symbol means that, and that symbol means this. And if we agree upon it enough, we work with it. But we're kind of in a place where we kind of think, oh, that's it. But it's not quite it. If it was it, then, you know, someone with a penis would be called a boy, and someone with a vagina is the scientific term. Is it? Is there another word for vagina? I think so. But that would mean you're a female. But not these days, because we don't believe in words no more. We believe in feelings. But feelings are complicated, bro. It's hard to define a feeling sometimes, because you can get a mix of emotions, and that just becomes a monsoon of emotions. And the monsoon of emotions can really flood the area. And if you're in the area, well, you better have an oxygen tank on you, otherwise you will be drowning underneath the pile of poop that you've set up for yourself. Yeah, so welcome again, if you're a regular listener. If you are not, then welcome, full stop. Yeah, so I'm just kind of analyzing thoughts at the moment. I have a few things that I want to maybe dive into on this, but you know, at the same time, I don't want to, like, I'm trying to learn how to, like, plan how a podcast would go. Well, I mean, try and plan it out so it's a bit more organized and structured, but I find when I do that, I create, like, an expectation, and if I create the expectation, then I lose a bit of authenticity, because I'm trying to get certain things out. And it's like, you know, I have a thing in my head where it's like, if I have an idea of something that I want to do, it's like already planned in my head, and I like how it goes in my head, so I can't help but want to replicate it. And when I try and replicate something, I just feel like I'm acting, and it just feels false. Maybe because I'm not that good at acting, but yeah, I don't know. I just like it to kind of come out and flow and make its own way. But maybe a bit of planning could help. But yeah, so I'm using my book. Hear that? That's the sound of what we call a book. Here's a good story for you. I really like this this parable. There is a master, and he has his two disciples with him, and they're sitting at a table, a nice wooden bench. And they're having a bit of a tea party. And at this tea party, they have tea, as well as a few cups to put the tea in. And in the center of the table, dead in the center, like perfectly aligned, as if to channel energies of the universe, there is a cake. And there is a candle in the cake, but not for fire, my friends. It's to take in the friggin' frequencies of Mars, to energize the cake, to make it super sweet. And the master finds himself in quite a hot period of time, as it is 2019 and global warming is on the rise, brother. So, what does he do? He sits there with his fan. You know, one of those Asian, the whoosh, and then fan, you know those fans? So you don't even need the fan, you just go whoosh, you know what I'm talking about, you know? So the fold-out fans, and he's fanning himself, cooling himself down, and he decides to test his disciples. And what he does is he gives the fan over to one of the students. There's two students, I should specify. But he hands one the fan over to him, and he says, what is this? Now, these are Zen monks, and they go by the belief that, they follow something called Wu Wei, which is no way. Okay, I'm not a master. I'm not a professional understander of Zen Buddhism, but this is kind of what I've got, and it's basically kind of what I'm saying about, like, no, words don't aren't the thing itself. They live in a heavy form of detachment. Like, there's nothing is anything in particular. They live in a very different way. But anyway, so the master is testing his disciples, and he gives a fan to one of the disciples, and he says, that's a very Christian term, it, disciples. It's not really a disciple, but a student, let's say. And he says, what is this? The student grabs the fan, but he doesn't call it a fan, because he knows better, bro, because he's a Zen monk, and he's detached. He's not into the realms of symbology. And he opens it up, whoosh, and the master is impressed, because he sees that he understands in a way that only through action can something truly be or understood. It's not by knowing, it's by experience. Now the other student, he takes it off him. Excuse my bra. Let me show how it's done. I and what he does, he's holds a fan. He's about to go and do the whole flap like a bird's wings. But what he does is he closes again. Could have just kept it closed the whole time, but I guess he's showing off a little bit, and he slices the cake. Makes a nice 45 degree angle slice of cake, cuts it, creates the triangle, then he opens it up again, whoosh, and then he slides it underneath that slice of cake, and then he pulls it out. Now he has the cake on the fan, quote unquote, and serves it to the master. Now this was considered a better expression of what the item was, because the moral of it is basically that when you detach from symbols and labels of things, you open the box, essentially. You create more opportunity for something to be more than just what it is. You know what I mean? So in other words, like, if you just see a bucket as a bucket, what is it good for? Just filling up water, carrying water. But if you let go of the term bucket, you can wear it as a hat, you can wear it as a shoe, it can be an antenna, you know, for your signal, for your TV, so it signal TV, for, you know what I mean? So by detaching symbols from things themselves, they can become a lot more, their potential grows, basically. Same as if you were to label yourself. If you label yourself as a skater, damn, that's cool, man. Why is a skater cool, bro? Riding up the ramps, flying, landing, flipping, tripping, getting up again, because we don't take no sabuda. That's right, I said sabuda. It's my new swear word, sabuda. Will I remember it? Probably not, so I'm going to write it down. Sapuda. Enough of your sapuda, bro. So full of sapuda. That's one thing I respect about skaters, man. Like, they will fall and fall and fall and break themselves into. The next thing you know, you've got, like, half a man ollieing with nothing but his torso, grinding, board sliding down a 50-set staircase with a slick pole that he whacks down for days. And he lands it. He finally lands it. After years and years and being amputated both legs, he's got it. You know, they're dedicated. However, by over-identifying with skater, he now misses the opportunities to become a doctor. He misses the opportunity to become a diver. He misses the opportunity to become a hacker, computer hacker. You know what I mean? So when you identify yourself as a small group, breaking out of that mold becomes a lot more difficult and almost impossible and ridiculous. But it's hard to break out the mold, especially if you find your tribe, so to speak. Especially if that tribe identifies with one particular thing. Know what I mean? So this is where, again, be careful what I'm saying here, bro, because, like, this is just my experience, and this is what I'm going through, and this is just me trying to understand if it makes sense or not to me. But I've always been wary of friends, because they identify, and they'll identify so much that they want to identify you, to make it easier for them, so they can create a comfort zone with you. But as soon as you do something that breaks that mold, it disturbs them and it upsets them. And then they kind of try and do anything they can. They'll play their psychological mind games to keep you within their realm so that they don't fall apart. That's experience that I've had anyway. But if you're lucky enough to find a group of people who just let you flow, bro, and let you pick up a cake with a fan. Hopefully it's not an electronic fan, because you put a cake on an electronic fan, that shit's going everywhere, bro. Sorry, that saputa's going everywhere, bro. So watch what you place your mind on and how much you ingrain into it. I suppose. Depends. Like, maybe you want to master something. If you want to master something, I mean, time and energy and effort is your best friend there. But, I don't know. For a long time, I thought I wanted to be a master. But I wasn't sure what. But then I figured out, like, life, man. I want to be a master of life. But how stressful a game is that? Like, to do something like that, you have to pure tunnel vision into it. And yeah, you become the best. But, like, there's so much to experience. But that's just me. Maybe I want to branch out into a few different things. Maybe not everyone's like that, and that's cool. If you want to spend your waking days just creating a submarine in your basement, that's cool. That's what you want to do. But then there's moral issues in that. If, for example, you have a family and you're neglecting your family and you're not making a dollar bill to support your family. It depends on it. But this is something that was important that I recognized a few days ago, is that you don't need to be a master. You want to be a master because it gives you a label of master. Oh, ultimate label, bro. The master of this, the master of that. No one can doubt you. Friggin' Eminem, bro. Master of rap. Fucking and crazy. I'll probably get a lot of dispute on that from a lot of actual rappers. I don't know much about rapping, bro, but I can make, I can break, I can take what I can, and then I'll move to the sand to make a castle. I'm gonna make it half full of rap lyrics that I'm gonna put into my spirit. And then drink it, because I'm about to get drunker than a mother flipping. Drunker on a Sunday evening. Life is lived for the experience. Do it to experience it, to enjoy it, you know. Don't do it to master it, you know. Unless, of course, you know, if you just do something because you really enjoy it, you love it, you'll naturally just master it. Don't go with the intent to master it. Because then I think you get a bit deluded. Because you're like, oh, I need to do this. I need to be the best. Because then you will end up like Eminem. And he doesn't seem like the happiest guy. You know? Like, you've seen his recent... What was his recent album? The... I walk on water only when it freezes. You know, that whole album, like, it's just, he's just trying to prove a point. He's just like, I'm the best, 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 I'm the best. Cool. Now what? See, that's the question he's got in his mind. Now what? He doesn't know what to do. He can't beat his best. Oh, he's trying to. And he succeeds. Sometimes not. But, like, you've done it. So, where are you at now, bro? What are you doing now? So, I don't know. In my mind, it's like, don't be a master. Just be an enjoyer. I'm going to be an enjoyer, not a master, bro. You know?
But, yeah, that's my thought on it anyway. Whether I'm right or wrong, don't care.
I don't care. It doesn't make sense to me, you know.
What's this dude talking about? What? You gotta be the best at what you do. You gotta give 100%, 150% of the time, and do it till you die.
Well, I'm gonna die anyway, bro. So why would I not enjoy it?
But
that's just how it is, man. We're told, we're coming out of a generation which is like, you need to be this, you need to be that. Enjoyment was very much out the window of the, like, you know, before the 2000s. Well, no, that's not true. Well, actually, I really wouldn't know because I was only born like 1995. And I had a lot of fun since then. Had a lot of poop. Saputo as well. During that time. But, yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, we're in the age of enjoyment. But, it's funny, though. Because people mistake other people's enjoyment for success. So they do the things that other people find enjoyable. And then they do it. And then they're faking having fun. They're like, yeah! River rafting, oh my god, best thing ever. And then the cameras go off, they're like, oh my god, get me out of here. I can't do it. I could drown. I can't swim. And then, yeah, it's just ridiculous, bro. Like, that's how confused we are, though. We see other people having fun. We're like, oh, I gotta do that. I gotta do that. And then they do that. And then they die. Because, like, they don't want to do that, you know? They drown in their own expectation. Like, we're so individual. It's crazy. Like, I'm all into the whole oneness thing. Like, I think there's so much truth in that, you know? Like, what I see in you is just another me. But the external, the building blocks that we've put around the source... The source is the same, but the building blocks around it are different. This is what we've constructed. But the sad thing is that what we've what a lot of us have constructed is not what we want. We basically live in a shell of other people's ideas, other people's dreams and goals, because they're happy and they're doing that. Maybe I should try to do that. Nah, bruh. Try the source of what they're doing, which is they're doing what they want to do. You should do that. But what they want to do is go skydiving, and you might be terrified of heights. What joy are you going to find in skydiving?
It's a bit silly, son, innit? So just go easy, bro.
Also, don't take yourself seriously. That's one I've been thinking lately. Don't be too serious. Why so serious, son? So yeah, be aware of expectation and all. I feel like I've kind of flown a bit off track, but I mean, it's all relates, doesn't it? Because originally, what I'm trying to get onto is thoughts. Thoughts invoke emotion, and emotion invokes response, and response invokes experience. like it's crazy what your thoughts can do to you. Your thoughts literally shift how you see the world, and how you see the world impacts how you respond to the world, and how you respond to the world is how you respond to the world. It's how you respond. So what you give is what you get, I suppose. So if you're thinking in a certain way that's making you feel a certain way, that's making you act a certain way to other people, then that's what you're going to get back. And then you're going to basically get your own thoughts back. It's a perfect loop. And that loop will come back onto you. But you will blame the other person for basically what you've manifested through thinking. So they're talking to you because of you thought in a certain way. Not always the case, I will admit. Because sometimes people are doing the same to you. Like their thoughts are manifesting onto you. And then all of a sudden you got a strange dude you've never met coming up and being like, "You're looking at my girl, son. You're looking at my girl." It's like, you got a girl? I was like, "No, but if I had a girl, you'd be looking at her, wouldn't you?" It's very possible. It's hard not to look at people. They're everywhere. "Yeah, but you can't look at my girl, son. Have you seen who I am? Do you know who I am? Dude, not just any dude, bro. I'm the master of picking up chicks." Oh, you're the master of picking up. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, right. I've been talking to the wrong people, bro. Tell me your ways. Well, first, mate, what you gotta do, right? Now, I'm gonna teach you it. Like, this is from the master, all right? Are you ready? Because I'm about to let the chains off you, bro. I'm about to free you from your own insecurities. And you're going to be able to get any girl in this room. All right, man. Show me your ways, Jesus. Jesus. I'm sure Jesus got a lot of girls, man. All right. So what you got to do, yeah, is you got to scan the room, all right? And you gotta find the one that you're looking for. And when you find her, you just stare her right in the eyes. But didn't you just had a whole thing about me looking at girls? No, mate. As long as it's not my girl, alright? But how am I supposed to know if she's your girl or not? Do you have like a tag on her being like Jesus owned? I'm assuming your name is Jesus, I don't know, I'm just giving you that nickname, I suppose. Mate, alright, this is serious business, alright? You want to learn, or you want to mess about? I want to do both, really. You know what I mean? Mate, alright, you are not worthy of this information. That's fine, bro, I'm just going to have my fun, and You drown yourself in your strain of masterfulness. You go and bless the world with your teachings. Yeah. Next thing you know, is in the side of the room, and you just hear this. Whoosh, ah! And he gets slapped in the face. That was him getting slapped in the face. By another man, because he was looking at another man's woman. Ah! Such a hypocrite, bro. Who is this fella? Who is this fella? One I just made up in my mind, but he sounded pretty convincing to me. See how powerful the thoughts are, bro. Ah! Oh, that's good. We're all hypocrites, man. Like, you just have to acknowledge your own hypocrisy. Like, I don't think you can escape it. You can acknowledge it, accept it, and then move on from it, and then avoid making the same mistake. But you have to be, like, humbled. Allow yourself to be humbled. It's where the greatest teachings come from. So, yeah, your thoughts, man. You're there, impressive. We're still going on the thing. Great. So let me put it like this. All right, let me give you an insight in this way, all right? I want you to if you got a few seconds, bro, just chill. I won't make it long, just chill. All right? Take a seat. If you're in a car driving, just stop off at the side of the road. Literally, this will be a minute, man. You've got time. You may be rushing to work, but a minute. What's a minute? If you go to work and your boss is like, you're a minute late. Like, really? A minute late? 60 seconds is enough to piss you off. 60 seconds. Chill out, man. If anything, you need this 60 seconds, all right? So just pull over, sit down, get out the pool, or chill in the pool. Float. Actually, no, you've probably got an electrical device. Unless this is playing out loud, just chill, all right? When you take a breath, all right, just slow. To imagine a green garden. When you imagine you're lying on the grass, sinking into it. You don't imagine a smooth waterfall, like a blue velvety curtain rolling over the rocks, glistening as the sun reflects. I want you to imagine trees, any trees you like, your favorite trees, colorful bushes, pink, yellow, red. I want you to imagine birds just flying over. Clear blue skies. Just calm. Calm. Everything is so bright. It's as if it reflects gold. How do you feel? Calm? Now these thoughts, these ideas have created that feeling. Imagine how you're going to go through the rest of your day. Do you think you're going to jump and snap at people? Or do you think you're going to deal with every moment in a calm and peaceful way? By doing that, people reflect the same. And that is what it means by manifesting reality. That's how you create your world. By being, thinking in the way that best serves you. Ready?
Ah! Jimmy, get off the phone! I'm trying to talk to your husband!
See? How do you feel now? A bit different? A dog was recently abducted today. It was a golden retriever, only 4 months old. The owners are in disarray. They, quote, said, "How could they do this? How? Why would they steal such an adorable puppy?"
It is not fair. The world is cruel. The world is an awful, evil place. I will never forgive those who possess dogs. How do you think they've gone through that day? They see a dog, they'll probably whack the owner. Be like, how dare you? You better love that thing. You better love it. Because the next thing you know, it's gone from your eyes. See how things shift? Shift. See, you see something, you hear something, it plays with your thoughts, and your thoughts change in correlation to that, and then you start feeling different, and then you feel, ooh, no, I don't like that, and you start acting different, and then you're like, oh, and then people start responding to how you're acting, and their response pisses you off, because you're like, how dare you talk to me like that? Excuse me, completely being unaware of what you've just done to them because you're so focused on getting angry. Like, you're just completely unaware of yourself. So they show that back to you and you get more pissed off. You see how these thoughts do that? You need to be so aware of your thoughts all the time and be aware of what you're putting out there. It's a system. It's a system that excretes itself. You consume the information outside of you and you fertilize it in your head, and then it grows through your emotions and it becomes physical, like a plant waving in the wind. And then that plant whacks another plant, and that plant's like, what you doing? And then it waves back and hits the plant, and then you're all like, what did I do? You gotta know how that system goes, and if you want to, like, I don't want to say use the world, but play with the world in the way that you want to do it, because you're responsible for everything. Everything. Granted, there are the people doing, everyone's doing the exact same thing. They're all working in the same way. So you also gotta be aware of, like, what's you and what's them. This is why, if you're aware of what you're doing, if something comes at you that's negative, then you can differentiate you can tell the difference between if they're just causing shit on you because of how they're thinking, or if they're causing shapuda to you because of how you responded to them. If you know for a fact that your intention entirely was never to harm anyone and never cause any problems or this or that, and you know that you're doing everything lovingly and kindly, then however someone reacts to you, you can stand there confidently and be like, no. You know what I mean? But it's also beautiful in the sense that if you are doing something that you're not quite aware of that is causing a disruption of the space that you're in, people can reflect that to you and show you and remind you, and they can act as a mirror and be like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, wait, why are you aggressive? Huh? Did I just do something? Oh, I did. Oh, I'm sorry, man. That's my bad. This is a misunderstanding. I apologize. You know what I mean? So you can evaluate and you can see and you can direct your experience from that. Pretty dope. Pretty dope, man. Pretty dope. So, yeah, my podcast on the Anchor app just shut off. I'm not sure why. I'm going to say that just wasn't enough space. I suppose I can just... Yeah, can I? Oh dear. Oh yeah, I can upload audio. Okay, so I can just take this whole thing and just put it in. Anyway, that's good. Alright, so, what was that about? Creating your reality. As they say, you gotta be aware of the spiritual, explanations of this as well, because it gets a bit vague, I think, or at least I may be wrong. At least how I was looking at it, the perspective that I had going into spirituality, and my voice feels so tight. Why is that? Probably distracting. But yeah, the idea that most people go into it with is like, oh, there's this whole heavenly world. I guess so. Well, like this astral ascension, this crazy rainbow lights that shoot from your chest and you spurt love onto everyone in every direction. And it's like, yeah, you're being overly metaphorical though. You know what I mean? You're not literally doing this stuff, but I think in your head you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to be a god. It's like, yeah, you are, but like, relax. You know, and then people take that very seriously, and then they become these out of control friggin' celestial beings who identify as god fishes. You know what I mean? There'll probably be a day where the world's like protesting and being like, I identify as God. Screw religion. You know what I mean? There's probably going to be people like that. I could imagine there would be. I am the Virgin Mary. You know? There are people that do that, actually. What was it? Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil, there's a woman who's literally like, I'm Virgin Mary because I'm pregnant, but I had sex with no one. Like, it was weird. I don't know. It was ages ago I saw that, so it's strange. But there's people, you can do whatever you want, and you can believe it, too. That's the scariest thing. People can do whatever they want, and they're stupid enough to actually think that it's true. I don't like using the word stupid, but maybe people need that whack. Stupid. Stupid. It's fun to say. Stupid. I'm stupid. I'm stupid, bro. I don't know. I'm a crazy little fool. To think I'm smart is the stupidest thing. You know what I mean? Like, so much I don't know. It's arrogant of me to be like, I know. I know. Because I don't. Oh, goodness. Crazy, crazy, crazy world out there outside in the light. Better take your wings and fly in the sky. I need to practice singing more, man. I don't like that as well. People are like, you can either sing or you can't sing. True. However, I believe anyone can learn to sing, bro. It's muscles, you know? Anyone could gain muscle. You learn how to use these muscles properly, you can sing. You can sing like a bird in the UFO. You're gonna ride around in space till nobody knows your name. Your name. I don't really know where I'm gonna leap, but when I do, I'm gonna make a tree fall on these nuts. These nuts. Crush a nut, crush a nut, crush a nut, cause it's hard to open. Whew. Alright, that was good, bro. It was a lot of sapuda today. A lot of sapuda today. Yeah, so I wanted to do all the things I've done. I think I'm organized. I'm trying to think, like, segments or so. I think I'd want to do video editing if I'm going to do, like, segments. One of them I called, Pappin? Poetry Rappin? Let the skies look above you. Which would mean that you're in space. You go much further, you'll end up on Mars, and then you'll be far away from the human race. Oh, what a joy that might just be, but then you see that you've got no one looking, telling you that you're full of shit, and then soon you'll be on the moon thinking that you're damn cooking. You ain't no Rock, no Dwayne Johnson. You may have a Johnson, unless you're constantly thinking that you're out of your mind. I'm out of my mind. But to get out of your mind is to get into your senses. And to be in your senses means that you're here now. Some of my brother told me, You think you are what you think, but you are what you do. Wow, profound. I may have butched that a bit, but I did my bit to say what I can in just a little bit of time. Of time. I'm going to say it further, and I'm going to make a murderer out of you, son, because I'm about to kill these balls. Let's try it. Let's try it. I may fail, but that's okay, because I eat kale. If you don't want to go stale, you better eat that bread before it goes off tonight. Put some ham and cheese inside. I'm just joking, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat that stuff alive. But if I did, that would be pretty gross, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? That would be pretty gross, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be what you're thinking? Thinking what you're thinking, what you're thinking. I'm thinking, 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 I'm thinking about nothing. Nothing. That's the goal, they say. A Buddhist says, put the thoughts away. Put it in your pocket and let it to the side and see what happens when you can just be divine. Divine is the moment as it is. And if you are as it is, then it is what it is. Because if it isn't, then you don't know what to do. Because you're confused. You don't know where to work from. I'm a serpent. Like a snake. Like a snake. I'm a snake. I'm a snake. I'm a snake. Guys, seen that video? So, yeah. As well, do stuff. But no, you're probably gonna fail. Fail, bro. Fail away. Fail away. Fail away. Fail away. You know? Because it's fun. Like, if you do things while accepting that you're going to fail, it becomes enjoyable. But if you do things in order to do it to perfection, you're going to be so stressed, bro. So stressed. Because you're just going to be like, I can't get the line. In the cage. It keeps jumping out of the cage. And now I'm like, meh.
Just to elaborate, I'm about to ruin the joke that I said. But that's okay, because I failed, bro.
But you got to fail in order to learn. Is that I said I can't get the line because I was relating to the rapping, the papping that I was doing, the poetry rapping that I was doing. But then it sounded like lion, so now I moved it to lion in the cage. What sign? Lion in the cage? Lion's outside, but I'm the one in the cage because I can't get myself out because I'm restricting myself because I am thinking too much. Scientist did that. Should probably explain a bit better. Scientists did research on freestyle rappers, and they found that the part of your brain that is responsible for criticizing and self-evaluation, that shuts off. So when you're kind of in, they call that like flow state. So when you're flowing, like in a rap, or if you're in that zone, all that criticism kind of shuts off. So you're just going full force. And that's how you do something well. You just do it without self, like fear, doubt. It's basically what it is, doubt. Like when you have doubt in your mind, you're going to stop and be like, you know, when I was rapping there and I couldn't think of like a word to rhyme with what I was doing, I think it wasn't too much doubt, but there was doubt there, and I think that was the cause of restraint. But if I was to rap with that restraint, I would find myself in a plane, and then I'd run away, run away.
Run away, run away, run away.
You better go, you better go, you better know what I'm gonna say, but if you don't, then you're not a mind reader, are you? That's what I find as well, is it's not always too hard to find a rhyme, because your mind just kind of looks for similar sounds, but it's the interlinking of like the story, what the bridge is weird to build, because you just find yourself mumbling, being like, there's a cat wearing hats. I didn't want to get that message, but you sent it to me anyway, didn't you? Blessing date. Dates are nice. The fruit. Next time you go on a date, take a date. See if your date likes dates. She don't like dates, bro. It's not worth the date. She don't like the dates, bro. It's not worth the date. There's a million other dates. Like 2015, October 3rd. So many dates. 1996, April. That's a date. last thing you want to do on a date is give a date to a date on a certain date, and then you find yourself in a debate over the date.
Is it Thursday? Is it Friday? I don't even know no more.
Oh, so you, like, you don't have a job then? Like, if you had a job, you would know what day it is.
Thursday? I suppose. Would you like a date?
Yeah, you gotta have fun, bro. You gotta let loose. You gotta get in the groove. Do a little dance if you want to. I'm not great at dancing, but I do this thing. Sorry, yeah, for those of you who are listening on the podcast. Sorry, this is a podcast. If you're listening on the non-visual thing, I'm doing a dope dance right now. Everyone watching the YouTube videos, shh, don't tell them. But I'm doing the craziest dance, bro. I am literally hanging from a rope attached to the ceiling, which has a hula hoop, and I am spinning in circles. I'm just going, bro. I'm so dizzy. Like, 10 more seconds, and I'm about to throw up. People on the video, watching the video, please just keep quiet. All right, let's not spoil the fun for them. See, I'm going, and... It's all right, guys. I've got an elephant to spray water at me and clean me up. All right. See what I mean, though? Like that thought is in your head, and you could see that. You could see me hanging from the ceiling, spinning around, and being sprayed by an elephant after just throwing up. You know, it's there in your mind, and you could believe it. You could believe it because you can see it. Seeing is believing, as they say. But if you can see anything because your mind's so creative, then, well, what do you believe, son? So don't trust the mind, I suppose. Play with the mind. Don't trust the mind. The mind's a tricky little thing. The mind's a tricky, 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 tricky. Wop, wop around, I'm getting something. I'm tricky. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if I was to leave you with something today, it would be this. Ah, it's so good, isn't it? Just nothing. Better nothing, man. Better nothing can put you back in the space that you need to be in. The nothing space. Because there's no context. And if you're contextless, you can't text this. You know what I mean? Can't text what doesn't have context. Can't text what doesn't have context. You know? Like, you can build from where you are, but if where you are is rooting from something that happened like 20 years ago, you know, you made one joke and you considered yourself the funny man, and now you're working, you're like, oh, I gotta be the funny man. What's so funny? How do I say funny things? You know what I mean? So it's like, sometimes you gotta refresh and let everything go. Like, throw yourself out the frickin' window, metaphorically. Don't be doing that now. I'm not promoting window diving. But like, refresh. Just throw your mind away, bro. Let go of all the stuff that you made. It's gone. I'm sorry. That's literally life. Like, everything dies within every moment. You gotta sacrifice yourself to every moment so something new can grow. You've gotta let go. You've just gotta let shit out the door. Just say goodbye, you know. If you want, you can make a ceremony out of it and put some flowers in a basket and set the basket on fire and put it on the river. Say goodbye, man, because it's gone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you. I know it can be hard. It's like losing a loved one. Like, you're losing a part of yourself, and I'm sorry. But it's gone. It's gone. Like, you can't do anything about it. I'm sorry. So you can either sit there and mope about it and hope and pray it will come back, but it won't come back, bro. Sorry. I really am. But here's the thing. You can recreate it. You can refresh it. You can recycle. You can make something so much better. Trust me. You may think that the next thing you do won't be as good as what you've done. And it might not be at the first step. But this is why you got to be willing to fail. You know? Step into something new and go for it. Brand new. Just try something crazy in the next moment. Crazy, son! Crazy! Yeah! Crazy! I'm still whispering. I'm trying to be aware of my neighbors. But still, do something new. Like, if you've never eaten a date, eat a date. You know what I mean? Try just fresh. You'll probably like it more than what you did, man. Like, it's hard to let go. You know it's hard to let go. But it's because you care so much. You're taking it too seriously. Just let it go. Like, whatever. Like, unfortunately, no one cares as much as you do. No one. I think a big reason why we do the things that we do and then we latch onto it is because we think other people like it or expect it from us. Who gives a flippin' sapuda? Who gives a sapuda, bro? You. That's it. That's pretty much it. No one else cares, man. So move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. And also, while we're at it and we're talking about thoughts and how powerful they are, it's one thing to say this is what's happening, it's not helping you, but you gotta open a better door and show people what they can do. Well, like, this is what I do for myself anyway, and it works. It's just tell yourself something that you want to be and believe it. And that creates a feeling, you know, because if you just think, oh, I want to be a better person, that's hard because it's lacking emotion. And emotion is energy in motion. It's a good way to look at it, I suppose. Whether that's a fact or not, I do not know. But it feels right. It feels like energy, you know. So if I'm thinking, like, you know what, I'm confident, man. I'm so confident. Like, check me out, bro. Confident as fuck. You know, that thought becomes a feeling, and that feeling invokes me to do things confidently. And then when I do things confidently, it goes out into the world, and then I get a response from that. It's like, whoa, man, you're pretty confident, dude. And you're like, what? Nah, did I think that, or did that happen? What? Nah, crazy. You see what I mean? So write down what you want to be, and then make it like your mantra. Be like, I am. I do think that's very powerful, that I am. But I don't really believe it too much. Like, I don't believe what I am, what I think I am anyway. But that thinking starts a process, and it's only once I see, like, you know. But, like, it's a fake it till you make it thing, you know. I am confident, I am funny, I am joyful, I'm excited, I'm kind of excited. I don't know, I'm chilled, man. Like, I'm not that excited. I don't need to be excited. Like, I'm joyful. I'm happy. You know, I am happy. I'm good. I'm real happy, yeah. Because I don't need much. I just need a bit of time with myself, a bit of time with those close to me, a bit of time to be silly, a bit of time to eat some food. Where's the date? Yeah, man. All that's Saputo. But, yeah, create who you want to be, and in turn, create the world. Create who you want to be, and in turn, create the world. I like it a lot. Well, that was joyful. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was a good hour, around 59 minutes. So, you better be quick. You don't want to be finishing past 60. You want to keep it at an hour. You do. Whoa. It's weird, actually, because, sorry, just before I leave, I never thought I'd be able to talk continuously for this long. This is quite astounding. Like, I'd always be breaking things up, and I wouldn't know what to talk about. I used to be awful in communicating with people. Like, I'd say, yeah.
Sure.
Ah, that's funny. What'd you say? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I agree. You know, like, I wouldn't have much to kind of add. And I guess it's just because I didn't trust much in my own opinion. I didn't really believe that what I had to say had any value, really. But then I started talking with myself, and then I found that what I was saying was actually very useful to me. Because no one else could understand me better than I could. And no one else could elaborate my ideas better than I could. So when I started having discussions with myself as if there was another person, it saved me, man. It saved me. Hallelujah. Know what I mean? So yeah, have conversations with yourself as well. Like, we'll try that. See if it helps. Like, if you're having a bad day, I would literally be like, "Hey, Dylan. Oh, what's up, Dylan? How are you today? Not good, man. I'm feeling down. Oh, why are you feeling down? I don't know. I guess I just think that I'm not good enough. Oh, okay. You think you're not good enough. Is that true? I don't know, but it feels that way. Okay, but you feel that way because you're thinking that you're not. Like, you're probably right. Yeah. And if you're feeling that way, you're probably acting as if you're not good enough. You see the cycle you're in? It's like, oh, I gotcha. Okay, so what can you do to do things different? It's like, well, I guess I could think differently. Sometimes don't always want to think differently because we don't believe it. We don't believe it. But in order to believe something, you have to see it. But in order to see it, you have to do it. And in order to do it, you have to act it. And in order to act it, you have to feel it. In order to feel it, you have to think it. It's a cycle, bro. It's a cycle. And if you ever feel you're stuck at one of those points, just reverse. You know? If you see what I mean. But yeah, like, that's what it is. Thought becomes emotion, and emotion becomes action, and action becomes expression, and expression becomes experience, and experience becomes information. What's the word, bruh? Experience becomes something that's shared, and then what's shared is shown back to you, and then what's shown back to you is what you think about. It's a perfect loop, bruh. Perfect. So cool. And if you can understand that, then you can intervene when needed. Don't let that cycle take you, bro. It's literally, that's what we call CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. It is amazing, man. Check it out. CBT therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy. I just said cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Try it out. It will really, it'll give you some information, because it's not me telling you this. I mean, I am telling you this. I'm elaborating on what I've learned, but this is amazing psychological tool. It really is grand. It's great. So give it a shot. Unless you're grand, then fuck me. What do I know? What do years and years and years of psychological research have to tell for anybody? We don't know nothing. I don't know everything. That's what you want to think. I know everything. Just before I go, I want to let you know that I'm coming back again soon. I'm at least doing a podcast once a week. And if I don't move, then I'm going to smell my feet on my feet. And that's quite a tragic thing to do. Because I got some Air Jordans and they smell like Saputa. And if I keep smelling them, then they're going to be through the roof. A smelly roof is now what you need. What you need. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye. Thank you very much for your time and patience and effort. Thank you. And see you again next time. This has been Dylan talking on the podcast of ourselves. Mainly being him and his inner voice. Ourselves. If you want to join in, we can make the ourselves much bigger. So I'll see you next time on... Ourselves.
Holstrom.